Jeff Williams. He's with the Committee to Support East Lansing Schools. Jeff, how are you?
Very well. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks so much for spending some time with us this morning. Now, there's an important meeting coming up at the Hannah Center, and it's going to discuss the February 28th East Lansing Public School bond proposal. Tell us about this meeting.
Yeah, there's the school board in East Lansing, after about at least 2 years of discussion and community meetings, has put forward a proposal to redo how the grades are configured in the buildings in East Lansing, and unfortunately close one of the East Lansing schools based on enrollment and district funding. So there are two community groups have started to form. I'm with a group that's looked at this and sat with the issues and taken a look at what the school board has proposed and recognized it as the best compromise to move the district forward. There's another group that is very concerned with the closing of the school, and their group is having a meeting on Thursday night. So it's a very big community issue in East Lansing that really is about the future of the East Lansing Public Schools.
Why do you agree with the East Lansing School Board on the proposals?
It's a tough pill to swallow anytime you close a school, especially in a neighborhood and community that supports schools and neighborhoods like East Lansing does. The simple facts are just basically the economics and the number of students. Even though the city of East Lansing is growing, we grew by about 3% in the last census compared to 2000. The number of families with school-aged children in the city of East Lansing dropped by almost 25%. So on one hand, there are just simply fewer families with young children, school-age children in East Lansing. The other side of the equation is the economies of schools. The state aid support to local districts has been declining in recent years. Costs are increasing, and the district has to look at better ways to provide education to the approximately 2,500, 3,000 students that are in the district. Right now, East Lansing has four elementary schools that operate kindergarten through fourth grade, and two elementary schools that operate just fifth and sixth grade. So the grades are kind of split around the buildings. One of the goals of both the school board and the community group that met was to reduce the number of transitions. So as part of this plan, it will return five of the buildings to traditional kindergarten through fifth grade schools, make the schools a lot more walkable. We'll also move the sixth grade from two separate buildings right now in the district. It'll move the sixth graders to be with the seventh and eighth graders at McDonald Middle School. That will do wonderful things for the curriculum and access to the facilities as you start to need science labs and kind of some more specialized rooms as you get to middle school and then into the high school. These are important changes to keep the quality of education in East Lansing as strong as it has been in the past.
Jeff, it's interesting what you say. We received some emails who don't agree with your committee from the aspect of it's easy to move people when your own kids aren't the ones being moved, aren't caught up in the shuffle.
Absolutely. And as a resident of East Lansing who is a block and a half away from the school in my neighborhood, I absolutely understand the perspective of those who are very sad and disappointed that their school was slated for closure. And again, that closure would be in 5 or 6 years, so it's not like this is going to happen tomorrow. There's a lot of construction and time that would pass. The Red Cedar program also is an outstanding program, especially for international students. As part of this plan, that entire program would move about a mile and a half down the road. So that program is not going to be disbanded. It's not going to be scattered to the other five buildings. That entire program and community is being asked to move to a new school at the Glen Cairn site that would be part of this bond construction.
All right, Jeff, go ahead one more time and plug tonight's meeting.
The meeting on Thursday night is the group that's concerned about this proposal and is very worried about the closure of Red Cedar. What I would say in response to that is that the best way to support student achievement, the best way to maintain neighborhood schools and the strength of the community, and the best thing from a fiscally responsible standpoint is to support the bond, and that's in the election on February 28th. Even though it's the Republican primary, this bond question appears on the nonpartisan section, so everybody in the East Lansing school community is eligible to vote and give their opinion on this issue.
All right. Thanks so much, Jeff.
Very good. Thank you.